So here's another Templar's chapel here. And you can see on the map where it is. It is in Bras, B-R-A-S. And the whole area here is the Templar's commandery, apparently. Here you can read it in English. Yeah. Just bunch of boards. So here's the, this is the chapel. Here's in French. The Bethlehem Chapel. From the 13th century, and this is in the Provence, so it's in this area north of Marseille. So apparently the whole, this, everything here is a, used to be a commandery, and this here is the chapel. Funny hole here. Anybody there? Nobody there. So this here is the chapel. Old thing here. It's an interesting door here. Nice construction. And apparently this whole, everything here was the commandery. Not people living here. Everything this here. There's the back side of the chapel. Now look. Here's the other side. Some ancient doors. It's the garden of the chapel. So there's the chapel. So all this here used to be the old commandery of the Templars, apparently. Well, it's now just people living here. There's the chapel. And there's also the commandery here. And so yeah, I'll tell you one more time. The Templars, they were no monks, but they were the aristocracy. But they were the, there's a law in the aristocracy which is called the primogenitura. That means only the first son gets everything, and the second and the third sons, they didn't get anything, so they were quite angry, you know. That's why there were so many conspiracies going on, and backstabbings, poisonings, and for them there was a tradition to go into a monastery, which is a temple of God. So they said, we are the Templars, and we're going to make a new system, that every one of us can be the king for a period of 4, 5, or 7 years. And we're going to vote. We call it the New World Order. The old world order was the old feudal system of the first son. And so they said, well, we can't vote, you know, because we all know what's going on. And one of them said, well, we let the people vote, the demos, because they know they're never going to understand. They're so stupid. And so this is the democracy, which is not for us, but for our Lord, so they can be elected democratically. And you see all the pyramids on it, on the arch? Would be interesting to count them all. Why you do that for me? There's a reason. They don't put it for nothing. They know that from the pharaohs. You know, so look at the other film, The Templar Itinerary. And for the whole story, I'm not going to repeat it all the time. And 5 years ago, they found out with the genetic analysis that more than 50% of the French and the Europeans in general, and the Americans, I suppose, have pharaonic genetics. And we ask ourselves, well, how is this possible? Pharaohs over there, Europe here. Well, it's because of the first rite, the jus primi noctis, on the first night of the marriage, the Lord. They force the women to to have the first night with them. And this is how they injected their genetics, pharaonic genetics, into the whole of our women. And that's why their descendants, the Freemasons, because the Templars, they were a military order, they needed a political wing, and they found that the Freemasons were everywhere on key positions. And that's why their descendants, the Freemasons, they always show pyramids, obelisks, Isis, the all-seeing eye, Horus, the whole thing, you know. So that's why they take decisions who are not very favorable of the white race, of the Europeans, you know, because they are Egyptians. We're being ruled by a foreign power in secret lodges, and they're all aristocrats. So all this was a Templar's commandery. Now people living here. That's where they had the stables. Yeah. Oh dear. And the well, the chapel is just there to the right, after this building to the right. Now here's the chapel from the other side. There's not really much to see actually. That looks like a very old staircase. It's the most impressive. So they are the winemakers here. The Templars were the winemakers, you know, and that's why two times the Templars be here, like V for Victory, you know. They know what they're doing. It belongs to the Masons now, eh? Still belongs to them. Yeah, they talk about a war between the Reds and the Whites, you know, which is the Red House of the Pharaohs and the White House. Of course, the names were not given by the people, but by them. It's all pharaonic.